Welcome to this podcast episode from the Oxford Dictionary of National Biography. This episode is a life of the documentary filmmaker Kay Mander. For more on the dictionary's 60,000 biographies, go to oxforddnb.com. Kathleen Molyneux Mander, 1915 to 2013. Documentary filmmaker, written by Neil Sinyard. Kathleen Molyneux Mander, known as Kay, was born in Hull on the 28th of September 1915. She was the only child of Thomas Hope Mander, an accountant and bookkeeper, and his wife Mabel. Her father's work sometimes took him to Europe, and Kay's childhood was spent mainly in Paris, where she showed an early interest in photography. She became a boarder at Queenwood Ladies' College in Sussex, but after failing her Oxford scholarship examination, she joined her father in Berlin. Kay secured a job as a receptionist at Joseph Goebbels International Film Congress in Berlin in 1935. There she met a number of British filmmakers who encouraged her to look for employment in the British film industry. Mander's first film job was as an interpreter for the German cameraman Hans Schneeberger, who was in London to photograph Conquest of the Air for the producer Alexander Korda. It was at this time that she became the first woman ever to join a filmmakers' trade union, the Association of Cinematographic Technicians. Her radical political outlook would later feed into her filmmaking when she became a director, but that, and her membership of the Communist Party, contributed to her difficulty in obtaining work after the Second World War. Offered a job with the Shell Film Unit in 1940, Mander started directing training films. Her first film, How to File, was released in 1941. It was made for aircraft industry workers and was striking for its innovative use of tracking shots to add visual variety. Moving to Paul Rother Productions in 1943, she made a drama documentary, Highland Doctor, which anticipated Italian neorealism in its use of non-actors in dramatic roles. Mander herself made a brief cameo appearance as a district nurse. The film's championing of the idea of a state-run healthcare system anticipated the establishment of the National Health Service in the UK by 5 years. Mander's most important film was Homes for the People in 1945, commissioned for the Labour Party election campaign and produced by Basic Films, a company she had formed with her husband, Rowan Kennedy Nielsen Baxter, a film technician whom she had married in 1940. Its strong feminine focus was unusual for documentaries of the time, as was its idea that, in the planning process for new house building, interior design was as important as exterior, and that decisions should actively involve the people, notably mothers and housewives, who were actually going to live in those buildings. The case was strengthened through interviews with hard-working women who talked passionately to the camera about their domestic frustrations and future hopes. Although she later won a British Film Academy Award for La Famille Martin, a 1949 French language film made for the Ministry of Education, Mander's ambition now was to make feature films. However, she encountered opposition, partly because of her political affiliations, but mainly because of prejudice against her gender. She was told bluntly by Michael Balcon, the head of Ealing Studios, that women could not handle film crews. Disillusioned by her failure to find work with a major British studio, she joined her husband in Indonesia, where he was establishing a film unit for UNESCO. She directed two films there, Mardi and the Monkey and The New Boat, before making her final film in the UK for the Children's Film Foundation, The Kid from Canada, in 1957. From the late 1950s until her retirement, Mander became a much sought-after continuity girl on such prestigious productions as From Russia with Love, François Truffaut's Fahrenheit 451, the war film The Heroes of Telemark, starring Kirk Douglas, with whom she had an affair, and Tommy, directed by the enfant terrible of British cinema, Ken Russell, whom she was to describe in a filmed interview as an absolute pussycat. She retired in 1995, moving to the Scottish countryside, where, until her death, she harboured a dream of making a film about the First World War poet, Rupert Brooke. In her final years, she became the subject of a documentary, One Continuous Take, Kay Manders' Life in Film, directed by Adele Carroll, and a DVD of her wartime films was released in 2010. She died of pneumonia on the 29th of December 2013. She had no children. Kay Mander was a pioneering documentary director who had a long and sometimes frustrating career in the film industry, but who was rewarded towards the end of her life with increasing recognition of her achievement. Her legacy resides particularly in the series of training and information films she made during the Second World War, which are of enduring historical significance. Thank you for listening to this life of the documentary filmmaker Kay Mander from the Oxford Dictionary of National Biography. To read on or to listen to further episodes in our biography podcast, go to oxforddnb.com.